Men are always discovered, but it takes God in man to discover them. Prepare to receive the engrafted word of impact by God's continental prophet, Benjamin Osoi.
Every blessing you ever need, God has given to you. So sometimes I just get stuck when somebody tells me that I don't have idea. Anything that you lack, when God's supposed to fill in, there is become miracles for you. Miracles are not for believers. Miracles are proof of God's love to unbelievers. The only thing which can make me become what God has made me is just accessing it, and that's about faith. Jesus' will is that you never lose anything in life. So when you are falling sick, Jesus' will is be shaken. It's illegal for it was. It's illegal for you to lack anything in this entire world. When I go back to my spiritual legalities, I shouldn't be falling sick. The will of God for you is to see that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and believe in Him. This mentality of me confessing my sins before God forgive me, or He just confessing to sustain my righteousness, is wrong. What can take your sins away from God? It's blood. Confession doesn't forgive your sins. It just renew your mind. Christianity believe that when you confess your sins, that means that you are being saved today by the rest of you being saved. So, for you to sustain your righteousness is done by confessions. Who told you that? Bible says there's no forgiveness without the shed of blood. I get this step. When somebody said, I entered the problem and because of that, I'm from God. You don't understand God. I had them because of that, I'll go to church again. You don't understand. The people that Bible said, God was waiting for them inside the fire. What you are going through is not going to kill you. What can kill you can never destroy you. Because your faith has arrived. We are not trying something. We are doing it.
This message is amazing. Anytime I open this and I come to the level of spiritual legalities, I just get excited. Do you know why? Because I'm born into the spiritual realm. And everything that comes from the spiritual realm is for your own advantage. So you need to know the level in which God has placed you and how you can function and how you can live. I'm not talking about just receiving the spiritual impartation. I'm talking about walking in the spirits. As Jesus was, 24/7, every blessed day of your life. So the message is prophetic. The theme is evidence of faith. Say evidence. Evidence of faith. In the Christian realm, amen, or in the body of Christ, we are moved by faith, not by heart, sensory perceptions, or your feelings. We move by faith. Everything we do is by faith. And the reason why I say the evidence is a proof of something. It's supposed to be faith. But the Lord said, as you add the word evidence, it's a proof. So some of you have never done miracle before. After this message, you are going to do miracles. Amen. Miracles are not for believers. Miracles are not for what? Believers. Because if you come to the book of Genesis, when God created a man, He put man in a position that you never lack. Anything that you lack, when God's supposed to fill in, there is become miracles for you. But God put man into the realm of what we call dominion. Whereby you don't lack anything. Because everything is in your possession. For instance, right now, how many of you have hair? Do you need miracle of hair? Maybe the hair, the ladies will try to say, I need more hair. That is witchcraft. Because you know they have hair. How many of you have fingernails? You all have it. How many of you need miracles for fingers? Nobody. Because you already have it. That's the realm. You don't need a miracle. It's difficult, eh? Let me tell you something. Miracles are proof of God's love to unbelievers. And God has given this position to the sons of God. You and I. That we should demonstrate His love to unbelievers by doing them favor. But when you come to Christ, Son of God, you possess all things. The old covenant and the new covenant. For instance, going to school, and every month your parents have to give you money. So every month your parents will give you money. But when they come to the next level, your parents said, no, I don't want to give you money every month. Now I'm going to put all your money in a bank. So anytime you need money, just take your ATM card or something, just go and withdraw the money. That's the difference between the old covenant and the new covenant. In the old covenant, God said, do this and I'll bless you. In the new covenant, God said, no, I have put every
everything here. Anytime you need it, just access it. And you can only access it by faith. So your faith is your credit card. That's what we call the evidence of faith. That anytime that you need the money, you just walk there and take it and withdraw. If 1 month comes and you are still empty, you don't have any money in your accounts, or you don't have any money in your pockets, you are still going dry. It doesn't mean God has not provided for you. God has already provided for you in your account. Your laziness is to go and walk there and take it. That is the new covenant realities that you need to understand today. That God has given you all things. Bible says, I have blessed you with all blessings in spiritual places or in heavenly places. God has blessed you. Every blessing you ever need in your life, so far as you stay on this earth, God has already blessed you. Including your first class. Including your scholarship to travel outside the country. Every blessing you ever need, God has given to you. Bible says, I have blessed you with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places, in heavenly banks. He didn't give it to you specifically. This one, we are born in the spiritual realm. We live in the spirit. We walk in the spirit. We eat in the spirit. We sleep in the spirit. So the only thing which can make me become what God has made me is just accessing it. And that's what we call faith. So you're going to learn something about faith. Colossians 1 verse 9. That will be our main test for the message. Colossians 1 verse 9. The church of Colossians, I mean, they have done very well. They have faith towards God and they love each other. Paul has received this report, which is very good, like some of you. But Paul was not so much okay with their level. And Paul said he desired for them to move to the next level, which is about to introduce to them. Are you getting it? So let's read it.
For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will.
Amen.
Amen.
Number one, the knowledge of his will. Listen, many people said, what is the will of God in life? What is the will of God in my life? It's one of the questions which has not been answered in ages. Let's go to John 6, verse number 38.
For I came down from heaven and not to do my own will.
Jesus is talking here. Let's see Jesus' will on earth. The will of Jesus on earth. And let's see also your will. Continue.
But the will of him that sent me.
Okay.
And this is the Father's will which he has sent me. That of all which he had given me, I should lose nothing.
That of all, including you, which he has given me, Jesus' will is that you will never lose anything in life. So when you are falling sick, Jesus' will is being shaken. That's what was as he is, so are you in this earth. Anything that affects you affects Jesus in heaven. You don't know that, eh? That is the will of God. That's why I came to protect to myself, not yourself. And what is the will of God? Continue, 39.
But should raise it up again at the last day.
Okay.
And this is the will of him that sent me.
Okay.
That everyone which sees the Son.
That everyone that sees the Son. Should do what?
And believes on him.
And believes on him.
May have everlasting life. And I will raise him up at the last day.
Amen. The will of God for you is to see that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and believe in him. That is it. It's not for you not to sin. Sin has been there with you. I come to that. You come to that level. You see, Christianity believe that when you confess your sins, that means that you have been saved today, but the rest have not been saved. So, for you to sustain your righteousness is done by confessions. Who told you that? In Hebrews 9 verse 22, Bible says there's no forgiveness without a shed of blood. There's no forgiveness. Confessing doesn't forgive your sins. It just renew your mind. It doesn't take your sins away from God. What can take your sins away from God is blood. So Bible said there is no remission of sins without the shed of blood. This mentality of me confessing my sins before God forgive me, or it takes confession to sustain my righteousness, is wrong. Don't worry, we come to that level. You understand it. It's part of the message. I'm just building a point here. Amen. The knowledge of his will is that child of God, you prosper. The will of God for you is to see Jesus and believe in him. That is all. Number two, continue.
With the knowledge of his will.
To be filled. What we call the plural. Meaning to be filled unto a full. To be filled with the knowledge of his will. And the wisdom. I was in all wisdom. Listen, O child of God. Solomon was given one dimension of wisdom. And after that dimension of wisdom,
He became the richest king in the entire generation. How much more you, who have been filled with all wisdom? So sometimes I just get to the step when somebody tells me that I don't have idea. You have all ideas because you tell from different dimensions of the anointing. You finish reading.
In all wisdom and spiritual understanding.
Spiritual understanding. In other words, prophecy. Anybody that speak about spiritual understanding, the person is prophesying. Number one. From that, get this step. Bible said, God called those things which were not as though they were. Which is confusion, right? How can they call something which is not there? As though they were. Is God pretending to create faith or is trying to create faith? Meaning that, listen, before the book of Genesis begin, God already began. So before begin, there was a beginning. That's why he said, I am the Alpha, the beginning. But before I can begin, I must begin myself. And the God that we serve is a God which has moved from before beginning begins. He has entered beginning. He has moved to beginning. He has entered all these years and back to eternity. That is the God we serve. Understand that before God created this, and before we came to this world, God has already put this level. He has spoken 2017, 2018, 2019, 2020, 2040, 2080, 3020, 4020. He has spoken all. And has gone back to rest. And when he rested, he said, now let me create a man in my own image and likeness. Why? Jesus wants to be a man. Because heaven is for men. Bible said, the man Jesus is in heaven. The man who is Jesus is in heaven. That means heaven is for us, men. If you are here, don't believe in heaven, God of God, you are mistaken. Amen. If you don't see me in heaven, then I'm not in heaven. Bible said, you'll be full with all spiritual understanding. This always amazes me. Because spiritual understanding that we are moving with a consciousness of what? Faith. How can somebody that you are just, you know, axe. Axe is a metal, okay? Metals always have high density. That means that when axe falls on water, it should sink and go down. And Bible said there was a prophet called Prophet Elisha. Bible said he just saw that this axe has fallen down by one prophet. He said, let me cut a stick. How can you put a stick in water? And then the axe had to float. Is it possible? How do you understand this one? This one called spiritual understanding. How do you get L and you tell like this? Or how do you get two question marks in the question papers? And somebody sees a 77. This one called spiritual understanding. It's foolishness to the natural man. For instance, you have an exam tomorrow. Yes, to go in church today. And somebody, why should you do study? Because the person understands that you must study hard before you can pass your exams. But you understand something. That I have something which I can download by the realms of the spirit. It's serious. So my desire for you today is that you grow in spiritual understandings. The church have not grown into spiritual understanding. Because of that, today, we are not living the life of a believer. We are living like unbelievers. We are begging and crying and crawling on the floor, which are supposed to be like a king and prince in this world. You are good to understand spiritual understanding. And after that, how can you be there and somebody know anything about you? How can you sit down like that? And somebody can just describe totality about your life. Somebody came to me. The person was in UCC. He said, the brother, and the face is swelling. And she was crying. She was crying. She was crying. I said, what has been done? You have prayed everything. Nothing is happening. Okay. Then the best thing I can do for you is that go and take salt. The person picked a salt. I said, put in water. That is all. Go and touch the face. That within 2 minutes, the swelling just disappeared. How can salt? The question is, how can the salt begin to heal someone? This was called spiritual understanding. I am not saying this so that you, I was reading the Bible and I saw the woman with the issue of blood and I was excited. Then God said, I am not giving you this scripture for you to get excited or to marvel about the woman, but to see the content and the level which this woman went and how you're able to receive her blessing from me. Because Bible said the woman has suffered for 12 good years. You are a woman, you can feel it. You all run your life. Blood oozing around. And that means that in the old covenant, you can never go public. Can you stay alive? What about nobody is touching you? If you have husband, husband has divorced you because he can't touch you. You are useless now. For 12 good years of her life, Bible says she has spent all that she has. When she heard about Jesus, she was filled with spiritual understanding. That if Jesus is working, I don't need Jesus to just come unto me, heal me, pray for me, evangelize to me. I
must go. Because Bible says he conveys faith. Faith is a subject. Faith is a person. It's a person inside you that you need to convince, not God. Faith is what? A person. Bible says when the woman touched Jesus, they communicated faith because faith can speak. So these are the people in the Bible. Child of God, these are not just written for us so that we can just admire their faith. It was written for us so that we can build our faith based on their faith. She was able to move and touch Jesus. Today, Jesus is no more walking on the earth to go and touch him. But we have the sons of God walking on earth now. We possess his image and we possess his likeness. Amen. So we can walk around and tell somebody be healed and the person will be healed. Number two, Son of God, it's illegal for you to forsake. It's illegal for you to lack anything in this entire world. Anything you lack, take the person to spiritual court. What we call the council of elders. You come to that level very soon. Prayer is not just about talking to God. It's also about counseling God and telling God what is right for you to be accomplished. Because he has said this in the word, that I will never leave you or forsake you, for I will be with you unto the ends of this world. Amen. And he said, by his right, I am healed. That means that it's illegal for me to forsake. So when sickness comes unto me, when I go back to my spiritual legalities, I shouldn't be falling sick. So if I am sick, it's illegal for me to forsake. Therefore, it might disappear. And one day, I said, then nobody should forsake again. What should a believer forsake? And the Lord said, listen, no, I'm coming to show you something. This is where I take from the book of Daniel. The three Hebrew guys. Bible said they believe in God. How many of you have tried before? What about you have prayed, you have bind, you have loose. In fact, you have bind, you have loose, you have shaken, you have seen, you have done all things. Yes to the earth is to earth. So I think I'm really blessing here. Amen. Somebody just received a miracle for A, but your miracles is not changing. Like, you're still getting the F's. You have prayed. You have fasted. You have taken tithes. You came for Monday service. You went for Thursday service edition. You even came for Friday prayer. You went for choir on Saturday. Sunday, you came to church. You have done all you can. Yes, so that common F said, I will never disappear. You don't have faith. No, you have faith. I'm coming to the next level. The three Hebrew guys. Your level of faith in God later on was shaken. Because they believe that when they say it, God will come and save them from the king. Bible said they said it. And the king said, stop what you are saying. So no, we never bow down before this God. No, there's only one God. So I was the last day they said, if the Lord has not, they put condition on their faith. That means that they're ready to die out of their foolishness. They wish they could have stopped. But when they stop, it will be a disgrace to them. So they said, even if the Lord we serve does not save us, it is better for you to perish. Bible said, listen, no. The Lord was not answering them. The Lord was waiting for them in the problem. Yeah. You don't understand. Yeah. You don't understand. Listen, no. I will not be provoked to change A's. F to A's. You have never gotten help before. Because I will feel the need. And I will not feel the ecstasy in me to do that. One day I was there, I wrote a paper in level 100. I had it. It came level 300. Second semester. Moved to 400. Then it was F. Then I was provoked. And I entered into miracle prayers. And I prayed and prayed. When I came back and checked it, it has turned. Then the Lord said, listen, no. I did it for you so that you can now enter to the problem of anybody and change for them. Listen, no. Sometimes, what you are going through is not going to kill you. But God is bringing you to a level of problems in people's life where we can liberate them back to life. That's what Jesus did. It's one that he caused is going to die. But he's entering into the realm of death and he can bring life to people. Believer, listen, you shouldn't be afraid of problems. That's why I get disturbed. When somebody said, I entered the problem and because of that, I have to meet God. You don't understand God. I had help. Because of that, I'll go to church again. You don't understand. The three book of the Bible said, God was waiting for them inside the fire. Say inside. Inside. Say inside. Inside. Now this pastor, you see, when I was doing the ministry, I don't want to mention his name. No, when you're F, no, when you're F, no, when you're F. Now was telling me, I said, this one won't change. Write again. When you're F, it won't change. Erase it. When you're F, hey. Somebody who was in first class level 200, instead of maintaining the first class, he entered to second class lower. Very low. God saved him to not enter to third class. Very low. And no one took it to me. I said, don't worry. When he completed his course, okay, now do your service in the school. As I went to my master, I said, apply for master's. Second class lower. In UCC. When he applied, they gave MPhil. Somebody with first class, they gave MSc. MPhil is different from MSU. I don't know that. You can do MSc and go and do MPhil. MPhil is for first class who have made it higher. Even if you are just crossed on the borderline, you never do MPhil. Somebody with second class lower. Lower. He's doing his MPhil over there. Do you know why? Let me tell you something. God was waiting for that. I wanted to see him. Now let's know. What can kill you can never destroy you. Legabusa. What can never destroy you? And what can never give you something which is going to distract you? I want to tell you that, let's know, in the ministry you have come, many will change their results, but you will never change the results because it has no negative impact in your education life. Sometimes you don't understand things. Let it happen. Bible said, let's know, there was a man who went to sow a seed onto the field. And Bible said, when they went back to sleep, the devil went back and sowed tests. And Bible said, when they said, Father, we too sow a good seed, yes. How come there's a pastor? He said, oh, so should we go and approach? No. Let them go together because it has no negative impact in the seed. Let them go together. Son of God, listen, if you understand God and you know God, you will never be discouraged in life. No matter the problem. So the three of you guys, God wanted to say to them, listen, son of God, you are praying for me, but I'm in a problem. You can only see me when you enter the problem. And Bible said, because of the higher level of the heat, those who are taking them over there, Bible said they were burned, but they walk inside. And when they walk inside, they saw the Son of Man inside, singing, celebrating. In your problem, you must celebrate because your faith has arrived. Amen. Then their own boss who called Daniel, Malakadus. Bible said, when the king made a decree that nobody should cross it, oh, this is my time. Like some of you want to go to lecture hall. The reason I'm making academic because your biggest enemy in life is your academics. How many of you have a bigger enemy? Your mother feed, your mother give for you, you provide for you. Money is not a bigger enemy. Your biggest enemy right now is to get A and get first class. Your biggest enemy is to get first class. How many of you have any other biggest enemy apart from getting first class here? How many of you want first class? Receive first class in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You don't need to receive it because you already have it. Say, I have it.
I have it.
Say, I have it.
I have it.
Unless you don't use for anything. Say, I have it.
I have it.
As I'm making a decrease, angels are releasing it. Say, I have it.
I have it.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Everything is in your possession. Every blessings you ever need, God has given to you. Amen.
God bless you for carrying the atmosphere of this message to your world. This and any other message of the Glorious Church Brethren are available on our online stores. Stay blessed.